The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
On Rosh Hashanah, we read in the Sefer Torah, during the Shachris, from Vahashem Poka de Soroka She Omor, Vayas Hashem de Soroka She Diber. This is in Perek Chof Aleph of Vayira, which tells how Hashem remembered Sora, like he said he would, and he did to her what he said he would. Vatar Vatelet Sora Lavrom Melis Kunav, and she conceived, and she bore a son to Abraham in his old age. Lameir asher dibra yisei Elokim, at the specific time in which Hashem had said this would happen. And this is referring to Yitzchok. Vayikra Avram Hashem b'nei hanele asher yolde leisoro Yitzchok. And they called him Yitzchok. The reason why we read this parsha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah well actually why we read this the source that we should read this parsha is a Braisa Masechet Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, and the reason why the Ran explains, because the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Seif Omid Beis tells us that the conception of Sora with Yitzchok took place on Rosh Hashanah. The Malachim, the angels, came to Abraham and Sora on Pesach, and they said, Sheva Shuvei Lecho Keish Chayo V'hinei Bein V'sor Ishtecho, that we will return to you at this time next year, and there will be a son to Sora, your wife. Yitzchok was born on Pesach, and he was conceived on the Rosh Hashanah before. This is also why the Braisa tells us that for the Haftarah, we read how Chana was remembered by Hashem, and she conceived to give birth to a son who was Shmuel, Samuel the prophet, because that conception also took place on Rosh Hashanah. At any rate, we read this parsha because Pekid Sora Sora was remembered and she conceived on Rosh Hashanah with Yitzchok. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Bryce in the Gemara and Megillah explains to us that we read from the Sefer Torah, also in Vayira, Vayhi achar advarim eile velekim niso es Avraham. This is in Perechov Beis of Akedah Yitzchok, where Avraham was tested to bring his son Yitzchok as a sacrifice to Hashem. Rashi explains why. Because kidei shetiskor lonu hayim b'mishpot. Kidei shetizocher lonu hayim b'mishpot. To bring this zichrein, this the memory of this great act of Avraham and Yitzchok before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaMishpat, the Day of Judgment, and it will serve as a great schus to us. Incidentally, the Haftarah that we read on the second day, the Gemara explains, is from Habein Yakeli Ephraim,
And that's also, Rashi explains, because it's written, Sochor Eskoreno Rachim Arachamenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember and be Marachim and have compassion on us. And all of this is paskind in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Beis, and Simen Tov Reish Aleph. At any rate, we see that Yitzchok plays an important role in Rosh Hashanah. The first day we read about his conception, and on the second day we read how he offered himself for a sacrifice to Hashem. Further, in the portion for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it states, "Vatome Soro, Shchek Oso Li Elakim, Kol Hashemea Tzachak Li." Soro said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me very happy, and whoever will hear what happened will rejoice with me. Rashi says from the Medrash that this does not refer to the birth of Yitzchok, but rather to the conception of Yitzchok on the Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi brings Yisamach alai harve akorus nifkedu imo. On that day there were many barren women that were remembered by Hashem with Sorah. Harbe chelim nisrapu b'yayi. Many sick people were cured on that day. Harbe tfilus nenu imo. Many prayers were answered with her prayer. V'rav shchei koya b'aylam. Much laughter and rejoicing came to the world on that day. It's referring to the Yom HaPkidah, the day of conception, which was Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash, Medrash Rabba Parshas Nun Gimel Bayiro Eshud Al Yubeis, this is the Medrash where Rav Shi brings from, elaborates a little more. Rabbi Rachid, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Meshem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok, Reuven, Rabbi Simcha, Shimon, Ma Ich Paslei. Why is Sora saying that Kol HaShemei Yitzchak Li, everyone who hears of my great Simcha, that I became pregnant with Yitzchok, will rejoice with me? If Reuben is happy, what does that have to do with Shimon? Kach sora nifkado acheri maichpas lehem. Ela bishosh nifkado imenu sora harbe akores nifkadu imo. This is to teach us that at the time when Sora was remembered by Hashem and she conceived, at that same time many other barren women conceived with her. Harbe haroshim nispakhu. There were many who were deaf and dumb, and they were cured on that day. Harbe sumim nispatchu. Many blind people were cured that day. Harbe shaitim nishtafu. There were many handicapped people that became cured. This is what is meant, Kol HaShemei Yitzchak Li, everyone who hears of my rejoicing will rejoice with me. Now, this came all because of Yitzchok. So we see further that through Yitzchok, he brought Harbe Tzchek V'Simcha, laughter and happiness to the world, and on the Rosh Hashanah. So further we see that Yitzchok plays a major role in Rosh Hashanah. We can go further. The Gemara in Masecht Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Zayin Seif Amar Aleph says, Lama taking b'shefer shel ayil. It's a mitzvah to blow shefer on Rosh Hashanah. as it states explicitly in the Torah, that on the first day of the seventh month, Yom Zichrein Truah Yelokim, we should have a day of the blowing of the shofar. But why do we blow with a shofar from a ram, a ram's horn? That does not say in the Torah. It says a shofar is a horn. Why from a ram? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefanai B'Shofar Shel Ayil, Kedei She'eskor Lachem Akedas Yitzchok Ben Avrom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem says, blow before me on the Rosh Hashanah from the horn of a ram, in order that I shall remember for you the binding of Yitzchok, the son of Abraham, when Yitzchok offered himself up as a sacrifice, because that had to do with the ram. Because when it was aborted by Hashem, he sent the angel and told Abraham that he must not touch Yitzchok, and instead Abraham went and took a ram that was caught in the bush by his horns, and Tachas B'nei, and in place of his son, he offered the ram. Umale ani aleichem ki lekaretem atzmechem lefonai. When you blow in this ram's horn, and I will remember the Akedah Yitzchok, the binding of Yitzchok, then I will consider as if you are binding and offering yourself before me. So here we see further that Yitzchok also plays a role in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. All of this needs explanation. Why through Yitzchok so much rejoicing came to the world? And why on Rosh Hashanah? And with the shofar? We can ask another question also in regards to Yitzchok. In three places in the Torah, the expression tzchok, laughter, is written with regard to the birth of Yitzchok. First place is in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Tes Zayin, Posuk Yud Zayin, Hashem came to Abraham and said that I will give you a son from Sora, uveirachti eso vegam nosati mimenu lecho bein. I will bless Sora and give her a son, uveirachti avoheiso legoi malchi ami mimenu yu, and from her will come kings and nations. Vayipol Avraham al pono vayitzchok. And when Avraham heard this news, then he bowed down, fell on his face, vayitzchok, and he laughed. Vayimer belibay, and he said in his heart, Haleven mea shona yivoled, vimsora habas tishim shona teleit. A person who is 100 years old will give birth, and Sarah, who is 90 years old. Vayemer Avraham el Elokim lo Yishmael yichye lefonecha. And Avraham said, halavai, it would be enough if my son Yishmael would live before me. Vayemer Elokim aval Sarah ishtecha yeledes lecha bein. And Hashem said, no, I said that you will have a son from Sora, Vekorosa Shma Yitzchok, and you will call his name Yitzchok, Bakimesias Brisi Ite Levrisa Ilam Lazara Achrov, and my covenant that I'm going to make with you will be through Yitzchok. Kibi Yitzchok Yikorel Chozora. Your seed will be Yitzchok. So there is the first time where the word tzchaik, laughter, is written by Yitzchok, the birth of Yitzchok, and also where Hashem said, V'korosa Eshma Yitzchok, you shall call him Yitzchok. Rashi brings in one explanation, Al-Shem Atzchek, because of Abraham's laughter. A second time we find laughter written by Yitzchok in regards to his birth is in Parshas Vayera. That's in the next parsha, near the beginning, in Perek Yud Ches Posuk Yud Beis, when the angels came and they were Mavaser Absura Teva. They gave the good news, Vihinei Vein Lesori Ishtecho, that Sora, your wife, will give birth to a son. Batitzchak Sora Bikirbo Lemor, and Sora laughed to herself, saying, Acharei V'leisi Ha'isa Li'enno, that after I have become so old and worn, my youth will return to me. Ba'adoni Zokein, and my husband is also so old. And Hashem rebuked her. Vayemar Hashem el Avraham. Hashem said to Avraham, Lomazetzo chakas Sora. Why is Sora laughing? Leimor ha'af umna meleid vanizakanti. To say that, how can I give birth and I'm so old? Ha'ipolei me Hashem dovor. Is anything too wondrous for Hashem? Lamo'ed oshuvei lecha ka'is chayol esora bein. At this time, I will return. And next year, and Sora will have a son. But Chachei Sora lemor leisochakti ki yarei. Oh, and Sora didn't want to admit that she left because she was afraid. Vayema lei ki tzochokt. Hashem said, no. See, you did laugh. She did laugh. So this is the second time when the word laughter is associated with Yitzchok's birth. In fact, it's there, it was mentioned four times. And then in the third place in the Torah, the word laughter is associated with Yitzchok's birth. And that's what we just read. That when Sora did give birth, it states, Vatome Sora, Tzcheik Oso Lilakim. Laughter and joy Hashem has done for me. Kol HaShomea Yitzchak Li. Whoever will hear this will laugh and rejoice with me. So in three places, laughter is associated with the birth of Yitzchok. In the first instance, when Avraham laughed, and Hashem said that you shall call him Yitzchok, and Rashi says, Al Shem Hatzchek, because of the laughter. And in the last instance, when he was born, and Sora said, Shekos Alilakim, Hashem has caused me much laughter and joy. Kol Hashemei Yitzachak Li, whoever will hear this will rejoice with me. That laughter was a shvach. That was a praiseworthy laughter. The Targum there says, Bechadi Loshin Chedva. That was a laughter of rejoicing. And Avraham said that Alaben Meir Shono, someone who's 100 years old and Sora who's 90 will give birth, and he laughed. That was Simcha, because he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was making a statement, and he laughed and rejoiced at this miracle. And the same in the third instance when Yitzchak was born, Harbe Shcheik Bole Eilum, much laughter came to the world. But in the middle instance, when Sora laughed and Hashem rebuked her, that was not a laughter of simcha, of chedva, that was a laughter of disbelief. That was a laughter of scoffing. She laughed because she said, it's not possible. How is it possible that someone who is 90, Adonis Okein, and my husband is even older, should give birth? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuked her, and he said, "Ayipoleh me'Hashem dovor? Is anything too wondrous from Hashem?" And there the Targum does not say hedvo, but there he says v'chachis, from the word mochich, which means it was a scoffing. Now, at any rate, we see that laughter is associated with Yitzchok. Three places in the Torah we see about laughter associated with the birth of Yitzchok. In those three places, the word laughter is written seven times. Four times in the middle, twice at the end, and once at the beginning. And his name was called Yitzchok because of the Shei Kosali, of this laughter. Now this is something also which needs explanation, because Yitzchok was known as the Amud HaYira. He was known as the pillar of the one who feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as Avraham was known as the pillar of Avo, the one that loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was known as the one who feared Hashem. And it seems strange that laughter should be associated so many times with his coming into the world and with his existence, that he was named Al-Pi HaTzchek after this laughter. So let's see what we can explain here, that he plays such a major role in Rosh Hashanah. The conception was on Rosh Hashanah, and he brought rejoicing to the world on Rosh Hashanah. And we blow the shofar, and this is why we read those parshas on Rosh Hashanah, and we blow the shofar specifically from a shofar shel ayil, a ram's horn. We blow a ram's horn in order to bring back to Hashem the memory of Yitzchok. Let us see what we can explain. First, we have to understand Yitzchok. The Chazal, the sages, tell us Avraham was the Amud Ahava. He was the pillar of love. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great love. And he was called Ahuvi, my beloved. Yitzchok, and his Avraham's quality was chesed, loving kindness. Yitzchok, on the other hand, was known as the Amud HaYira. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a great fear. Twice in the Torah it states, the God of Avraham, Upachad Yitzchok, and the fear and the terror of Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referred to in Yitzchok's eyes as a mighty fear and terror. Pachad Yitzchok. What is the meaning of this? The Gemara tells us many places, one place in Perakama Bava Basra. Atem nikroim bonim, v'atem nikroim avodim. Israel and Hashem have a dual role. There's a role of bonim, where Israel are children to Hashem. As it states, bonim atem l'Hashem l'keicha. You are bonim. O b'ni b'cheiri, you are my son, my firstborn. And they have another role of avodim. You are my servants. Avodai heim. When Hashem took us out of Egypt, he said, avodai heim. You are my servants. The approach, the role of a son to a father or to a mother, and vice versa, the role to a father and mother to a son, that comes me'avo. That's a role that comes through love. The role, the gisho, the approach, the role of an eved, of a servant, to a king, to his master, that's me'ira. That comes from fear and authority. Even though it's possible that a master can love his servant and a servant can love his master, but that's not what makes the servitude. What makes the servitude is the memshola, that the master rules and the servant is a subject. Like a king, same tosim olecho melech shete emoso olecho. King must rule with authority. And these two roles are totally different from each other, and one is as important as the other. There must be both. We have a double role. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokecha. You are children. Israel are children to Hashem. And you are avodim. You are his servants. He is like a king. He is like a father. This is what we say in the tefillah. In the tefillah Shemein Esrei. Hashiveinu avinu l'seirasecho. V'korveinu malkeinu l'avadesecho. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us your Torah, we call him Avinu, our father. That's an approach of Ben, of a son, of Ava. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should bring us close to his Avoda, to serve him. There we say, V'korveinu Malkeinu L'Avreisecho. Our King, you shall bring us close to your service. Now, what is Yiras Hashem? The fear of Hashem. When we give thought, deep thought to this, it is very, very deep. When it's in totality. Simple fear means that you fear anyone or anything that is stronger than you, or bigger than you, or mightier than you, in any aspect. But those who are equal to each other do not fear each other. Because what should they fear each other for? If I'm stronger than you, I don't have to fear you. If we're equal, I also do not have to fear you. I only have to be afraid of something which is stronger than I am. Something which is not in my control, but is in some control of someone or something else. This is the simple fear. Love can be between equals, but fear must be not from equals, but from one that is weaker than the other. Therefore, the quality of fear is proportionate to the how much stronger or greater or mightier is the other force which is against you. If it's a small force, then your quality of fear is a very small quality of fear. If it's a greater force, then it becomes greater. This is the simple meaning of fear. Yira in its totality, fear in its tachlis, in its ultimate totality, is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because If someone doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he won't fear him. Apikurshim, Kefrim, Evdei Avodah Zarah, those who deny Hashem don't fear him. They do not attribute anything to him, so why should they fear him? Those who understand a little of him then will fear him a little. Those who understand a little more will fear him a little more. In other words, the fear will be in accordance to the chokhmah and the havona, the wisdom and the understanding you have of Hashem. Again, if you do not know of his existence, then why should you fear him? If you deny him, if you attribute the powers of the world to other alien forces, so what should you fear him for? If you understand him a little, you will have a little fear. You understand him more, you will have a greater fear. It will be in accordance to the chokhmah. That's why it states in Ovis, Ein bo yirei chet. Fear is not something which a so-called fruma person, religious person, can have. The sages tell us. And the same thing by the nations of the world. It's not hand in hand with religion, but it's hand in hand with wisdom. Ein bo yirei chet. The empty cannot fear Hashem, because if you do not know him and you do not understand him, so how can you fear him? And in accordance to the wisdom that one has in the understanding of what Hashem is, then one will fear him. Now let's see where this takes us to. This takes us to a very enlightened level. Because according to what we said, someone with a great understanding in Hashem will understand that Hu Elokim. What does it mean, Hu Elokim? Doesn't mean merely he's God. The sages say Hu Elokim means Hu Abal Keches Kulam. He is the master of every force in the world. He is the creator, Hu Habere, Hu Hamanig. He created the world, and he runs the world, he manages the world, and administers it. And he created and brought everything into being from nothing, something that no other force in the world can do. And his wisdom is Ad Ein Sof, infinite. His qualities are infinite. His judgment is infinite. His chesed, his love is infinite. His reward, which he gives to his righteous, is infinite. And so on and so on. And our existence is linked to his powers every microsecond that we live. Not like when a father and mother give birth to someone and we have to have great honor for them because they brought us into the world. But once they brought us into the world, we're in existence on our own right. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he bring us into the world, but states kol haneshama tehallel ko, every soul must praise him, kol neshima neshima, you must praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every breath of your life, because each breath that you take comes from him, and at any second he can stop giving you breath. So it's not where a father and mother bring someone into the world and then they can leave him on his own. In other words, every fiber of our existence is mitlatoli, is totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that im kol ha'olam kula, bottle, that if all of existence would vanish, hu levadoi, he would remain. V'kavi yochel, and if we could say that hu yeh bottle, that he would vanish, then kol olam kulo, the entire universe would vanish with him. Shahakol tluyim bei, because everything is linked to him, and everything exists only because of him. V'hu ein atoli b'hem, and he is linked to nothing, and he exists because of no other force, because he is the source of all forces in the world. Now, someone that understands this, here we're speaking of the greatest wisdoms in the world. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Shlem HaMelech, King Solomon, Echochem, he called Odom, the wisest of all men. Men said that the beginnings of all wisdom is to understand the fear of Hashem. Now, if we have a little picture of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this brings us into even another enlightenment. And that is that we, from our perspective, are not an existence at all. Because an existence is something that thrives independently. And we have no independent existence. Just as you would take, for example, someone who clinically is dead, but they keep him alive through life-saving machines. His life is not a life. His life is coming from the machine. So is all life in the world. All life is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can be retracted any second or given any second. So we are not even an independent existence. But we are merely part of the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And this is the role of an Eved, the Gemara tells us. An Eved, a servant, a slave to his master, is but the property of the master. Called Mashi Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. He belongs totally to the master. So do we belong totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The master, the servant, the slave, is not an independent property. So are we. And it would be like a fruit on a branch of a tree, that our whole existence is because we are part of the tree. This is from our perspective. In other words, this is what the sages refer to as an isbatlus, where we cease to live as an independent existence, but only as an existence linked to a greater force that gives us life every second. This is from our perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective is different. It's like the tree can look at the fruit, that the fruit is an enormous bria, enormous creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at man as this is his greatest creation. But Yiras HaOdein, Yiras HaShem is from man's perspective. And this is how we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, from here we go even to a further enlightenment. If a person would have a clarity, a klarkeit, a clarity on what we're speaking about, now we can understand what the Sages tell us in the Mishnah, Ein bo yirei chet. How can an empty person fear Hashem? What does he know about Hashem to fear him? When fear comes, when you see something which is more powerful than you. But if a person could come to great levels in understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so not only would he realize how great and powerful he is, but at the same time he would realize that there are no other powers in the world, no other forces in the world. Because like the Gemara says, Pshochim, Shargar B'tira Mayahani. If you take a candle and you light it in a room which is full of sunlight, what does it do? It becomes absorbed and fades into the background of the powerful sunlight. So when one understands that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that all existence, the sea, the mountains, the universe, the stars, the moon, the sun itself, all existence came into being from Him, to what consequence are all of those powers when in the background is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They fade and blend, and they become dull, just as lighting a candle in a room which is full of powerful sunlight. And from here we can understand Yitzchok. True Yiras Hashem is where one sees the mightiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point where he can have no fear from any other power in the world. Many times we think Yiras Hashem, we must have fear from Hashem, but at the same time we have a thousand other fears. Maral brings that total Yiras Hashem means it excludes the possibility of Yiras HaOdem, a fear of man. If you have fear of men, that is deducting from your fear of Hashem. If you have a total fear in Hashem, then how can you have fear of men? The only way you would be able to have fear of both is if both were independent powers. And there you are reducing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shutfus, to where he shares his powers with others. And Yitzchok saw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu such totality and such greatness, where there was no fear of men by him, and there was no fear of nature by him, and there was no fear of any other force in the world. To Yitzchok, they were merely emissaries, representatives of a greater force, of a greater king. Therefore he had fear of the king, not the representatives of the king. This is the ultimate of Yiras Hashem. Therefore when it describes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yitzchok, it states Pachad Yitzchok. When he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the enormous, infinite powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that encompassed every power in the world and more. And this is what the Torah writes, Ein od milvadai. That with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper perspective, then there can be nothing else in the world, because they are merely his shluchim, his emissaries. Those using powers which he has delegated to them. Now, this is a very, very great level. And this is what we say in the tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaGiborim Ki Ayin Milfonecho. All of the world's strong men and all of the world's strong forces are like nothing before you, because you have called them all into existence. You have created them, and you give them their breath of life, and you can retract it at any time and any second that your will decrees. Yitzchok brought this amul, this pillar, into the world. The Chazal tell us that this approach is the approach of tefillah. That's why it states that when we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, we're to stand as an eved kamei rabbi, as a servant before his master, appealing. And this is a self-declaration. Because the fact that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are we asking from him? We come and we ask from him for panosa, for refuah, for a refuah shlema, for cures. We ask him for wisdom. We ask him for everything. Firstly, why are we asking him? Why don't we go to the sun and ask? Why don't we go to the sea and ask? Why don't we go to the fires and ask? Why don't we go to the moon and ask? It's not so ridiculous. There were nations that always do that. This is a heroic declaration, because we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't fear anyone else. It won't help to ask anyone else. Secondly, what are we asking from him? Panosa. It's a miracle. A cure. It's a miracle. The doctors have said that there is no cure. Wisdom. Who can give you wisdom? Yet every day we come, Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they ask for all of these things. This is an exclamation, a declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim. Who Elohim? Baal Keiches Kulam. He is above everything. And whatever he wills, he can do. And he can will against the forces of nature. If he wants to give us wisdom, he will. If he wants to give us a refuah shlema, a cure, he will. If he wants to make us wealthy, he will. Regardless of what the doctors say. Regardless of what the businessmen will say. This is inbred in Klal Yisrael. We ask him for a geula, for redemption. And what is the source of tefillah? The Chazal say the source of tefillah was the Avedis Beis HaMikdash. When Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash, it was also the same declaration. Why are we going to the Beis HaMikdash? All of Israel came to Yerushalayim 3 times a year to bring sacrifices to Hashem, when other nations of the world were serving all over the place. We came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't go to the sea, and we didn't go to the fire, and we didn't go to the moon, we didn't go to the sun, and we did not worship energy, and we did not worship evolution, but we came to the Beis HaMikdash, and we gave ourselves to Hashem. We gave offerings, and in the Beis HaMikdash it was called Avodah, servitude, because it was a Eved Kamei Malko. It was as a servant standing before his king. And where did this come from? This all came from Yitzchok. Yitzchok gave his entire being to Hashem by the Akedah at the time of the binding. He held back nothing from Hashem because he had no fears outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash tells us that at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed Keves Echot Babeke VeKeves Echot Bein HaBoyim. That was the beginning. He decreed from that time that Yisrael will have the Avedis HaKorbonis, the sacrifices. This all came through Yitzchok, through the Pachad Yitzchok, the way Yitzchok approached, saw and understood and approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this level brings a person so close to Hashem that they're inseparable, because no longer are there two beings. If two people love each other, but they are still two beings. But if one ceases to become an independent existence and merely part of a greater existence, then they're only one being and they are inseparable. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos under Pei Tes on the Beis. There was a time when Klal Yisrael were in great trouble, and Avraham wouldn't help them, and Yaakov wouldn't help them, but Yitzchok would. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Ki Ato Avinu? Klal Yisrael said to Yitzchok, you're our father. Ki Avraham lo yadana v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Avraham does not know us, and Yisrael, Yaakov, doesn't recognize us. Mora brings that Hashem comes to Avraham and says, Bonecho chotuli, your children have gone away from me, they have betrayed me, they have sinned. What should I do? Avraham said, Yimocha al kedusha shemecho. If they betrayed you, then you must destroy them. Hashem didn't like that answer. So he went to Yaakov. He says, maybe Yaakov will be different because he had tzar gidl bonim. He had a lot of tzoras in bringing up his children. Maybe he will have rachamim. He came to Yaakov. Yaakov answered the same answer. Yimochu al kedusha shemecho. If they betrayed you and deserted you, you must destroy them. He said, I'm not getting good answers from the old one, Avraham, or from the young one, from Yaakov. Let me go to Yitzchok. He went to Yitzchok and he said, your sons have sinned against me. Yitzchok said, my sons are not your sons. When they accepted the Torah, they said, Nase l'nishma, you called them b'ni b'chedi, you called them your sons. Why all of a sudden are they my sons? And also, he says, what do you mean they've sinned? He says, how much can a person sin? He says, a person's lifetime is 70 years. Take off 20, because heaven does not give any punishment before someone is 20. So that leaves 50. Of the 50, you have day and night. Take off half, because half the time you're sleeping, leaves 25. He says, of the 50, subtract another 12 and a half, because during that time they're davening, they're eating, they're taking care of other physical needs. So leaves a mere 12 and a half. Imato sevel es kulam mutav. You certainly can carry on your shoulders, Yitzchok told Hashem, 12 and a half years of everybody's life of sin. Vim lav, and if not, pal golai pal golecho, I'll carry the burden with you, half and half. And if you can't even carry half, I'll carry it all. I'm capable of carrying it all. Why? Ho kerivos nafshoi kamoch, because I gave my whole life to you at the Akedah. Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted it. accepted the deal. So the Israel came and they told Yitzchok, Ato Avinu, you're our father. Avram deserted us. Yaakov deserted us. You're our father. So Yitzchok said no. He pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, there's your father. Ato Hashem Avinu Goaleinu Me'alom Shemecha. It was Yitzchok. And why was that? Because Yitzchok became inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Avraham and Yaakov, it might have been a possibility of a separation. But from Yitzchok's pillar, it was impossible. Because they ceased to become an existence. He says, I gave my whole life to you. This means I'm not a life by myself. I gave it all to you. And therefore they were inseparable. And it was not possible going away from each other. The Gemara brings, this is why it states, Bezochati es brisi Yaakov, ba'af es brisi Yitzchok, ba'af es brisi Avraham eskor. I will remember the covenant I made with Yaakov. There it's written, Bezochati, I will remember. And the covenant with Yitzchok. There the word remembering is not written. And the covenant with Avraham I will remember. So sages ask, why by Yaakov and by Avraham it states Hashem will remember them. And by Yitzchok it says he will not remember. And the Gemara says, because Afore shel Yitzchok edayin munach ve'emed lifnei kisei hakovet shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the ashes of Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that he gave himself, because as far as Yitzchok was concerned, he gave himself. It was Hashem that stopped it. It says the ashes of Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps right next to his throne, and they're always in front of him. And the Maral and others explain, remembering is only relevant to something that is not in front of you. When something is out of mind and out of sight, you have to call upon your memory. But when something is before you all of the time, what does it mean to remember? You see it in front of you, so what does it mean to remember? Therefore it states, when it comes to the covenant of Yaakov, Vizochalti, Hashem says, I will remember. When it comes to the covenant I made with Avraham, Zochalti, I will remember. But the covenant of Yitzchok, what does it mean remember when he's right in front of me all of the time? They are inseparable. This was Yitzchok. Now, actually we will see even more. The actual birth and conception and birth of Yitzchok, from his very conception and birth, we see that Yitzchok was predestined for this. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Tesvov Posik Dalid, Hashem said, Schorcha harbe miyad, to Avraham, your reward will be very, very great. And Avraham said, what kind of reward can you give me when I have no children? Eliezer, my servant, is going to become my heir. And Avraham said, you haven't given me children. So Hashem said, Lo yiroshcha zer. No. Your servant will not inherit you. Your own son will inherit you. Your own son will be the heir to this dynasty of Israel. He took him outside and he said, look at the stars. Count them. If you can count them, ko yezarachu. So shall be your seed. The Gemara brings in the Dorim. Rashi brings it. What does it mean he took him outside? Simple sense, to show him the stars. But that wasn't necessary. Could have told them Avram had seen stars before. Could have told them, your seed will be more than the stars. The Gemara says, Vayetze Isaiah Chutza, Avraham said, why do you tell me that I will give birth to a son when my mazel decrees that I cannot give birth? Avraham was a great wise man, and he knew astronomy, and he knew astrology, and he said that my mazel decrees that I cannot give birth and Sora cannot give birth. Why do you say I will have a son? Vayetze so achutza. He took him and he lifted Avraham above the stars. And he said, the mazel says you will not have stars, but I have sons. But I say you will have sons. You'll have so many sons that if you can count all the stars, and even all the stars that say you won't have sons, ko yezar echo. This is how your children will be. And the Gemara says, Mikan, from here, ein mazel liYisrael. The nations of the world are subjected to the mazolos. They are beneath the forces of nature. But Israel ain't mazel Israel. They are not subjected to any forces except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this was the Besura. This was the declaration in regards to the birth of Yitzchok. That the etzem, the essence of Yitzchok's conception and coming into the world will shatter all the forces of nature, because it was decreed by the mazel, which the Chazal say is a very, very, very strong decree, that Yitzchok will not come into the world. But if to the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he will come into the world, contrary to the mazels, to the mazolos, his actual conception and birth was the shattering of all forces outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is why Sora left. Hashem said, the angels told her, you'll have a son. She laughed because she said, it's a wonder which is impossible. I'm 90 and my husband is 100. I'm going to have a son. She laughed from disbelief because it was too great of a wonder to take place. Avraham gave the same laugh. It was a wonder. I'm 100 years old and my wife is 90, and besides the whole cheshbon with the mazolos, it was an enormous wonder. But Avraham laughed with belief. He laughed with joy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do such a thing. So they were both laughing, but from different perspectives. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu retorted to Sora, Hayipalei me'Hashem dovor. Is anything, any wonder, impossible for Hashem? Yipalei is from the word pele. Pele means a wonder. The Targum always explains pele mechusa, something which is concealed. Because a wonder is something which is concealed by the teches, by the forces of this world. What is a wonder? something which shatters the forces of this world. That's why Mahusa is anything concealed from Hashem that he cannot do. So the forces of nature say you cannot do it. Can't tamper with the forces of nature. Nobody can tamper with the forces of nature. They're too powerful. Except the one that created the forces of nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayipale, there are, nobody can change nature. But Hayipale me Hashem dovor. But from me also, I'm also subjected to the nature who's my servant, which I created. I will decree and do what I want. And this was the birth of Yitzchok. That Yitzchok, his whole birth was that of Yiras Hashem, Pachad Yitzchok, Pachad, the Pachad of Hashem, where there are every other force blends into oblivion when it is held parallel to the force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, Hashem said, call him Yitzchok. This shall be his name, Vayikra Shma Yitzchok. Hashem Meir Ale Etzem. Chazal tell us the name identifies the essence of the person. And what was the essence of Yitzchok? That Avraham could laugh at what was impossible. Kodesh Baruch Hu here presented an impossibility to him. And Avraham laughed with joy. This shall be his name. Because he also will laugh at what's impossible. Call him Yitzchok. Rashi brings another interpretation of the name Yitzchok, which is in the Medrash. That the Yud, excuse me, the Tzaddik in the Kuf, in Yitzchok, stand for the Tzaddik is 90, the 90 years of Sora, and the Kuf is 100, the 100 years of Abraham. This is the essence of Yitzchok. That even though it's impossible, both Abraham and Sora said it's impossible. Abraham said, Halaben, Mea Shona, Yivoleib. 100-year-old is going to give birth. And Sora said the same thing. They both viewed it as impossible. But Sora held it was impossible and couldn't be done. Avraham laughed with joy because it was impossible and could be done. Call him Yitzchok, the Tzaddik, the 90 years of Sora, and the Kuf, the 100 years of Avraham, to show the world that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will do something that's impossible, then you must laugh with joy because he will do it. Even though it's impossible. It's another interpretation in the Medrash why he was called Yitzchok. That because Yotzachek le'olam, Yitzchok, from Yitzchok will go out Yotzachok, statutes into the world. From Yitzchok will come the Torah into the world. We had to have this level for Torah. We could not have gone to Sinai unless we saw all of the powers of the world blend into oblivion next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Naseh V'Nishma and then accept his Torah. And it's interesting it states Chok because Chok is the statutes of the Torah. These are the decrees of Hashem, not his Mishpotim that we understand. These are the decrees that we do not understand. Yitzchok was the power where we could believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the impossible and that we could not understand. And Yotzachok le'olam. And this was the actual unfolding of the brocha that was given to Abraham. Hashem said from Abraham, I will make you into a nation that all of the nations of the world will be blessed through. The birth of Yitzchok was the unfolding of this miracle, because until then that brocha had not come into reality. And at the Akedah Yitzchok, the angel came and said, now I know Sheyira Elokim Ato. Through this, Yitzchok and Abraham, they came to this level of Yirei Elokim, he who fears Hashem. And now we can understand why on Rosh Hashanah so much joy came into the world and so much laughter. It's what causes tzar to a person, what causes anguish to the people, is the fact that there are limits in this world. We are limited. We are limited by the forces of the world. We are limited by people in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu rises above all of this and he uplifts us from these straits, from these narrows, this brings laughter and simcha to the people. When we say Beharvach Lonu Mikol Tzaraseinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should free us from our tzora, the word tzar comes from the word narrows, min hametzar. When a person is pinned in, this brings the tzar to him. When these limitations fall away, v'harvach lonu, this brings harvocho, this brings broadness to the person and breath. This brings the rejoicing. On that day, the Medrash says, Harbe Akores, many barren people, many sick people, many prayers were answered. These were all people that had source. And what was causing the tzora were the powers of the nature. Someone was sick. Someone couldn't have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he removed those narrows. He removed those limitations. He removed them from Sora and he removed them from many in the world. This brings harvocho. This brings room and breath where no longer are we subjected to the narrows and the straits of the forces of nature, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring us above, like he brought Abraham above the Mazolus. And therefore, Harbe Shcheik, this brings joy and laughter. And this is what Yitzchok brought into the world with him. And this was Dafka and Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah brings, even though Rosh Hashanah is a day, a serious day, but it brings this joy and laughter into the world. Because what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It was the day when he became king of the world. And every year he comes back to sit on his throne and to judge the people, where he rises above all other powers in the world. That no matter what the forces of nature might say, or what other people might say, he rules. Therefore it came Dafke on this day. Now we said one other point, and that was that we see that Yitzchok also plays a role in the shofar. Tiku b'shofar shel ayol, blow a shofar of the ram, so I will remember Akedah Yitzchok ben Avraham. I remember the binding of Yitzchok. Umalani aleichem, and I will consider as if you have given yourself to me. What does this mean? The Medrash brings in Medrash Rabo Parshas Emor Perechoftes Omer B'Yeshio Ksiv Ashrei Odom Yodei Srua. It says, how fortunate is the nation that knows the shofar, that knows the blowing of the shofar. He asked a good question. What does it mean, how fortunate is the nation, how fortunate is Israel, because they know how to blow the shofar? And the goyim do not know how to blow the shofar. Kama kronish yishlehem. The nations of the world have many, many horns, and they have many bugles, and they have many trumpets, and they can blow these trumpets and bugles and horns as good as we can, if not better. So what does it mean, V'amata Asheri Yom Yodei Sruah? Fortunate, how fortunate is Israel that knows how to blow the shofar. See, this is what it means. Elashein Makirin Lefateis is Boren Betruah. They know how to entice their creator with the shofar. Because he gets up from his throne of judgment and he becomes full of compassion for Israel when he hears the shofar, and he changes the midas hadin le midas rachamim, and he changes the decree into one of compassion. That's one medrash. There's another medrash, also just before that, that states as follows. Yehuda b'Rav Nachman Posach. It states, Ola elekim b'srua, Hashem b'kol shefor. Hashem is elevated with the trua, with the sounding of the shofar. There it states, elekim. Hashem, and then it uses the Yud Kei Vov Kei, his other name, Bekol Shefor, with the sound of the shofar. So first it starts off with Elekim. He ascends with the sound of the shofar. And in the end it says, the other name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vov Kei, with the sound of the shofar. Now Elekim is Mishpot. That's Hashem, who's the judge. The Yud Kei Vov Kei, that's Rachamim and Chesed. That's the Shem that has compassion. So the Medrash explains as follows: B'shor Shakodesh Bochur Yeshiva Eile Al Kisei Din B'Din Hu Eile. When Hashem ascends His throne on Rosh Hashanah, He ascends the throne of judgment. That's what it means. All Elokim B'Truah. But when Israel takes their shofars and they blow, he gets up from the throne of judgment and he goes over to the throne of compassion. That's what it means, Hashem b'kol shofar. He becomes full of compassion and he changes the midas hadin l'racham. He changes the decree of judgment to one of compassion. Now, we see from here that Klal Yisrael with their shofars have the power to change the decree of judgment into one of compassion, to move Hashem from his throne of judgment to the throne of compassion. This is what we see. What is the Midas Hadin? the decree of judgment, that basically is the kitrug of the sotan. That's the kitrug of the sotan. The sotan stands as a prosecutor. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you letting them off so easily? Look at all the avedas they have committed. What are you letting them get away with it for? You should be harsher with them. Don't overlook this and don't overlook this. And he brings out all of the testimonies and all of the records before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every time Hashem wants to look away, he brings it forward. This is the Midas Hadin. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin at the end of Omer Aleph and Omer Beis, Loma teikin umerin kishem yeshvin veteikin umerin kishem aimdim. Why do we blow the shofar twice? We blow the shofar right at the beginning of Musaf, and then we blow the shofar again during the Chazores Hashatz when we repeat the Shemayin Esrei. Why twice? The Torah didn't say twice. The Torah says you should blow it once. Kedei la'arve v'asotan. We do that in order to confuse the sotan. Tosfos brings from the Oruch, who brings from the Yishalmi, because when he hears it once, he gets a little confused. He hears it twice, he thinks it's the Shefer HaGodol, he thinks the Mashiach is coming, it's the Shefer HaGodol and so forth. He gets all confused. Why do we want to confuse him? The Yishalmi says, "Belesle penai lemevet kitgurio," so he will not have time to make his kitrug, to set forth his prosecution. We see the sotan has the power to move away the sotan. Excuse me, the shofar has the power to move away the sotan. The sotan won't be able to constantly accuse us. He's our accuser, and prosecute us before the judge. And then we'll come out with a good judgment, one of rachamim. In the Machzorim, we say right before Tekiya Sefer, six psukim. First we say one posuk, and then we say six psukim, starting with Keli Shomoti Al Ta'alemos Necho, until the sixth posuk, Ad Nidveis Pir Etzeinu Hashem. So in the Machzorim, many of the Machzorim write, they highlight the first letter of each of those six psukim, because it spells kera sotam, that we want with our shefer that we should be kera sotam. We shall break the sotam. We have to break the sotam to break his accusations, to weaken his accusation, to weaken his case, his prosecution, with our shefer, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to give us a judgment based on rachamim, compassion, not a judgment based on the letter of the law. How does the shofar do this? What is the secret? The Sforim is brought that we can explain this with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Tshuva, Halacha Dalet, that even though the Torah does not give us a reason for the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but there is still something that we can understand in it. The shofar tells us that we should wake up from our sleep, we shall search our deeds, return to Hashem, v'zichru b'irachem, and remember your Creator. Shofar has a power to awaken a Jew to the point where he remembers his Creator. This world is called Olam. Olam comes from the word helam, conceal. It's called Olam because it conceals the Creator. That's why we are asleep. When a person's asleep physically, so the keach hameduma, the imagination, takes hold. He starts to have all types of non-realistic thoughts. That's when a person is physically asleep. When he's awake, he has a clear mind. Unfortunately, that's not so. Even when we are awake, in this world, it's difficult for us to have a clear mind. Because this world has a darkness in it which conceals the truth. It's called Olam from the word Helam, conceal, and it's called Alma de Shikra. It's a world of falsehood. And it conceals the emes, the truth. Because the truth is what Yitzchok saw in Hashem. That there is no independent force in the world that we have to be afraid of. Because it is all created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He is the force which encompasses all forces. But this world does not allow us to see that. We can see it a little here, a little there, but immediately it conceals it again. So even when we are awake, it's Misgaber Keach HaMaduma. This is an explanation I once saw on a sefer called Reb Tzodek HaKein Milublin. Is Misgaber Keach HaMaduma. Even when we are awake, our thoughts are not realistic. And that's why we wander in this world. We think this is good, and it ends up with a whole churban, and we think this is good, and so forth and so on. So the Rambam says that even when we are awake, we are sleeping. Shofar has a power to awaken a Jew. How does it awaken the Jew? Uri yesheni mishinaschem. Zichru beirachem. It tells the Jew, remember who your Creator is. In other words, it tells the Jew to be like Yitzchok. Remember who your Creator is. Remember who created you and who keeps you alive every second. And who created the world. And who created every power in the world. And all of a sudden, when we see that, so every force that we were terrified from before, and every worry that we were terrified from before, blends into oblivion next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the pachad. The only worry and terror that Yitzchok had was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras Hashem v'lei yiras Adam. He had fear for no man. Then we come to the level. We come to the level then of what Hashem said to Abraham regarding the birth of Yitzchok. Is there any wonder too great for me? Now, yipole, wonder, we said, the Targum says, means behusa, concealed. A wonder is something which is concealed from this in this world that it cannot be. Is there anything which is too wondrous for me because this world does not allow it? This is my world, and I can do what I want. This world says that a 100-year-old cannot give birth, or a 90-year-old cannot give birth. But I say that they can give birth. This is what the shofar awakens us to. The Zichru Barachem, to remember who the Creator is. When we remember who the Creator is, then immediately we become part of Hashem Himself. We become together with Hashem totally. and we rise above the sotan. Above the sotan. And that's what it means, la arve basotan. To confuse the sotan, kara sotan. We want to break the sotan. Because the power of the sotan is the power to make us forget. Sotan's greatest power is the haloma, to conceal the truth from us. So the whole power of the sotan is to cause darkness in front of us where we forget and cannot see. And when the Jew hears the shofar and he connects immediately with Yitzchok in his spiritual makeup, and Yitzchok was the one who could not forget, Kodesh Baruch Hu says we cannot forget each other, we don't even have to remember each other, because we are his dust is right before my throne. Zichru Barachem, the power of the Sotan is broken. He has just lost his greatest power.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.